Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, everybody, it's time to rock and roll. That means Emory is coming your way and a whole bunch of other stuff too. But I'm talking about Nashville on November the 8th, Greensboro, Lynchburg, Teaneck, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Pittsburgh, Akron, Ohio, Louisville, and that's it. We're going to be there, and you got to be there, too. It's not just Emory. It's Sherwood, Vocal Few, Tyson Motzenbacher, and yes, the Bad Christian Podcast Live, plus a whole bunch of more stuff you can check out at bcroadshow.com. I expect everybody to go there right now, even if you live in China. I don't care. I want you to go look at the website and just feel sad that you can't come. Or, I don't know, buy a ticket and come from Singapore, if that's where you live. And we'll see you at the shows, bcroadshow.com. And today's show is sponsored by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire, and right now you can use ZipRecruiter for free by heading to ziprecruiter.com/badchristian. All right.
Oh, hell yeah, God showed up.
I don't give a shit what I put in my body.
You don't ever talk to me that way. So if you've never done oral, then you're extra virgin.
No, girl, it's my flesh.
I showed my dad my penis when I was 25 years old. You don't get more honest than that.
3, 2, 1.
Boom, 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 boom.
The Bad Christian Podcast. We won't say those dirty words in the first few minutes. I will not say damn shit or fuck. Bad Christian, I won't say those in the first few minutes of the show.
All right. Let's do it.
The number one Christian podcast in America. The Bad. Remember how important it used to be when people said the number one rated, you know, people would just always say that, and you're like, oh, well, it is the number one. Yeah. But I don't even know if it's ever true.
Nah, well, it's the same as every other thing. It's like,
world's
this is the
greatest cup of coffee. Congratulations.
There's a way you can measure everything as number one.
You just, I guess you're just, right.
There is a way. If you refine what you mean.
So that's
by
why they
one.
Say the world's best hamburger in Timbuktu or something.
But yeah, I mean, you can always refine
the number one
the qualifiers
rated.
That
I
you
like all the
come
people we
top.
Make mad by calling ourselves a Christian podcast.
They get so mad at that, don't they? They get so mad. Like,
my you, Christian podcast, my ass.
Well, I mean, it's everything is
smut
changing.
Smut fest over there.
Those are the disgusting Christian podcasts. I love it when people say, yeah, you are bad. You are bad. Yeah.
Well, they got one thing right.
The name fits. Yeah, 5 seconds funny. In, I hear dick.
I was thinking about it. I was talking with Jess. So our downtime or whatever, after we put the kids to bed, we usually turn on something like HGTV or Cooking Network, and then we just look at Facebook or talk about, oh, did you see this, you know, whatever. And it is crazy, and it makes me feel so old. And I know people know this, and this isn't a big shock. I cannot believe how many selfies I see. I mean, I actually can't believe it. Like, I was thinking, literally, probably as close as 10 years ago, if you told, hey, in 10 years from now, everybody's going to take pictures of themselves all the time and post them for you to look at and say something. Like, it is something about narcissism, but also it's like this gratification thing. Like, you want to post that because you think it looks good, and you want other people to say it looks good to affirm you or whatever. It is insane.
I've actually even seen selfies where you can tell the person was dressing up for a big formal, and they probably looked in the mirror and they're like, man, I look really good. I want more people to see that. So instead of like taking a picture of themselves like serious, like smiling, they'll make a silly face.
Right.
So it comes across like, no, I was just being silly. I want them to take a picture. But it's like, no, you got that picture taken because you look really good right now.
The psychology of it is pretty deep. I had to break it down in an episode that you booked for me with that guy that did the selfie study.
Yes.
And he had him broke down into three categories. I can't remember what two of them at the moment. One of them, though, was he traced all the way back and said they're super old. Like, there's been selfies have existed for hundreds of years.
Really?
As soon as the photo was invented, there was people that were selfie doing selfies. But that was more archival. Like, there's archival and there's the kind where it's promotional. And then there's another category he had for it, which I've already forgotten, shows what I know. But, you know, it's for different documentation, you know, kind of a thing. Like, people were, it's always been a thing, but now we use it. Is dominated by the, I suppose, self-promotion.
I mean, when the internet came out, we just had no idea how it was going to affect culture. Like, I saw yesterday a friend of ours, he lost his spouse, and then he just found out that he was going to lose a parent, like, when I say lose, obviously, to death. And they put this out there on Facebook, and there was like 50 cries, deals, and someone actually did the thumbs up. And so this person was not an enemy. There's a chance they just clicked the wrong thing, right. But I think they're just like, man, that's really touching. Thumbs up.
Right.
But it came across to me as like, oh, you've got two important people. One died, another one's dying. Thumbs up. Like, almost even the thumbs up is going to change its meaning. It's like, 100%. No, this doesn't mean you agree. The thumbs up doesn't mean, I agree. It just means I'm with you.
Yeah.
With you. I mean, that's crazy. The thumbs up.
I know. Well, it's weird for me because, like, when I text her and she only sends back the thumbs up, I think it's rude.
I actually think it's rude.
I'm like, a thumbs up?
You don't thumbs up me.
Yeah, you don't thumbs up me. I just wrote this text to you about this thing and you go, thumbs
up.
I'm
your husband.
Yeah, I'm like, come on. What kind of jerk does
it take?
You
can't say cool.
I know.
You can't type cool.
Like, I'm down.
I don't really do emojis and I don't really accept them like that because I just feel like it's so disrespectful. I really agree. Like, it's like, okay.
They're convenient.
It's so reductive and it's just like, ugh. It's like, I said something, and the best you can do back to me is, yeah.
Right.
Like
statistically, what's the most popular emoji, most commonly used one?
I would have said the thumbs up because Facebook, but they added more, so it has to be cry face, maybe?
It's the laughy face.
Laughy face. That one I'd like the most, yeah, that's true. If somebody says that to me, I'm not offended. I'm like, I made them
Matt,
cry.
You tripped me out, like, years ago, you said how we're gonna use emojis to communicate everything, even people dying. Like, grandma... And then skull and crossbones in a grave. Right. And then text somebody, oh, shit, grandma died.
Oh,
I mean, I'm sure you could do just elaborate stories at some point if they get detailed enough. Because, well, I mean, it's a form of language, and I respect it. But it's, you know, it's a new form of language. It's a new form of communication, but it's kind of regressive.
That's true.
It's kind of backwards in a way. So I'm open to it being used in more and more useful ways and trying to add context to text conversations, which are already reductive and regressive to, you know, we talk like cavemen to each other. Most of our lives are lived in text message threads. I talk to you guys sometimes on the phone and rarely in person and all the time through caveman, be over here, be there in 10. You know, like, we utter with less than third grade level text most of the time, and that's painful to me. So I'll take improvements on that, but the whole thing's is rough.
Email might as well hang it up.
Yeah, I don't email at all.
Especially outside the workplace. Email, I mean, is it dead?
I don't.
I mean, my kids don't care about an email address other than signing into stuff.
It's not probably going anywhere, but I don't use it for almost anything.
You only need it maybe for some documentation stuff or something real like that. But yeah, most communication.
Who would have
this
ever
though? It's funny. You kind of do this already. I bet this is an app already. But you just make your own emoji and it's your face because you send the one, like, sometimes I'll write you a joke and you send your picture of you laughing in the car and that's an emoji.
Right.
That is what that is. Like, you just, that's your reaction. So I'm sure that has to be an app, right? Like, it'll just be, eventually it'll be your face. Make it, you'll take a picture of yourself crying.
Yeah.
You'll take a picture of yourself laughing. You'll take, you know. All that, and you'll just send that.
Like, Apple's doing it right now.
Think of
it's in the opera. I mean, you can get the emoji to mimic your facial expressions and do that.
Oh, wow.
So it'll track your eye movements and then translate them to that.
I mean, could you imagine this time 20 years ago, the thought of a worldwide directory? Like, Facebook, I think, has, I don't know, probably 1 billion. So that's not near all the people in the world, but still in America, it's almost an American directory.
Yeah.
You know, outside of, like, super old people and super young people, you start typing in a name. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're right.
Crazy.
It's almost like a phone book used to be, but you have more information than a phone book.
A lot more.
That person, what they look like, what their family's doing, all those things. But I was thinking with the selfies, I think you could maybe millennials and they get it in a way and we've done wrong. So I was thinking all the ladies, you know, it's always been said that women are worse at math, but I think maybe we didn't teach it the right way. What if we taught it like, okay, you got a 40 degree downward angle to get the perfect shot of your left butt cheek.
Come on.
What
man.
Height should the camera be? Bam. Trigonometry. Every woman kills it. It's unbelievable. No more of that bad talk.
Spatial geometry is now.
The patriarchy has ruined it. If the patriarchy, get rid of that patriarchy and show them, hey, selfies. Teach math with selfies. Oh my God. It'll change the world. You wait till all the rocket science that is created, everything. It'll be unbelievable.
I just love the fact that I think most women, the ones that I've talked to in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, they for sure know which side of themselves they like best. When there's a picture, they turn to that side.
Yeah, every picture you want to make yourself look good.
To me, that's
good.
So endearing. I just love the fact that they're like,
well, you think it's sweet that they know what side looks best?
I just think it's neat.
And they always do it. You don't think it's like, You don't think it's like, a total mirage.
I don't think it's necessarily a healthy thing, but like the fact that they have seen themselves in pictures and they're like, I like that side.
You're right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the same way. Like as far as if I see a picture and I think I look chill in it, I like that picture.
I looked up the stats. I think men and women take the same amount. Like I would have thought because I think I see more women selfies, but maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm noticing the women selfies more. I don't know. That's probably more about me than about the actual picture, but I guess I take some selfies just us sometimes, but it really is a different generation. Like millennials definitely do it way more, and it's a different thing.
All right, female accountability. Reva, are you irritated by this conversation? Yay or nay? Just that word. We don't want to hear anything else.
She's taking a selfie. Go ahead and finish that selfie and then answer the question, please, Reva. That's the old camera.
If I have to do yay or nay, it's got to be a yay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we'll just use that as a jumping off point here, and we'll get in. We'll discuss things about women for the rest of the episode.
Women and their bodies.
How about that?
And
we'll do it in a fun way, though. We're at the point now in the Emory record that is going to be some of the most fun part of making a record, and that is to really have people understand the album. And we didn't have this opportunity to express it and do it through a podcast. By the time we did our last album, we were just getting rolling with podcasting. This album is so exciting. There's so much lyrical depth in it and meaning in it. And this is the first time that we've had artwork, and I'm just speaking for myself here, but it's the first time that we have artwork for one of our albums that I really care about and like and am excited about versus... I don't know. We had the fishbowl head guy. We had the one that looked like a letter. We had a few cartoons in there. I don't know. I don't know what they were. I don't know what they mean. I make music, you know? That's the way I've always looked at artwork. This artwork has more of a story to it, and I think it will be a bigger deal. And I think we revealed it starting today, along with the album title. And femininity and women and all that is definitely wrapped up in it, if not central. And very excited. Just very excited to get into all this and hear what everybody has to say about it.
Excuse me, Mr. Carr, do y'all have a female in your band now? Because otherwise, y'all just need to keep your mouth
well,
shut.
Well, that's a good point of view. I'm interested in hearing from all of it. But if you, we should have put it up as the secondary image for this episode. So if you're already seeing the image on this podcast in those types of players where you could swipe and see the secondary image, you're looking at the new album cover. The album that we have is called Eve. And we'll discuss that a little bit here. And I'll just say promotionally that we have a sampler on Friday coming out that will let you hear some clips from every song on the album. So you can look at it.
Nice.
You can see this artwork, which you're going to have to sit with from now until Friday. And then you can listen and get a vibe of basically the aesthetic, sonic value of the whole record. And then you can start to see what you think about it. But it's been fun up to this point. Before making it public, to discuss the art and to show it to people and discuss it internally, it's just been a riot. Like, it's just really, really been a blast. But, of course, we're talking about women. It brings up so many things.
We actually just had a very riveting conversation over lunch about it.
And so I just want to say one thing first, and then I'll let Toby talk about the art itself. But just from my point of view, I care about this artwork because when I saw it, it was just so gripping and compelling, and it seemed like such a whoa, that's crazy. That's exactly what Emory should do. It felt like
that wasn't your first reaction.
Yeah, it is.
I thought it was a joke at first.
Yeah, I did think it was a joke at first, and I said, wait a minute. But that happens all the time with a song. We say, what if we did, and then you say the craziest thing possible, and then you say, let's try it.
Let's talk about it. Oh, right. My gosh, I think we can do this. Oh, my gosh, this is the right thing to do. And
the
then,
first time
wow.
I heard thrash, I thought it was a joke.
Right. Right. The breakdown at Walls at the end of that, when we did that, that was a hilarious joke that we would go that slow and that halftime. Right. It wasn't a thing people were doing, or it was, but barely. It was new. It would be a funny thing for us to take our song that was supposed to be kind of slow and heavy and make it halftime again with these giant gaps in it where you'll only hear screaming. That seemed extreme and funny at the time.
Yeah.
So this opportunity to bring out complexity, just like time signatures and ambitious counterintuitive melodies and screaming on top of this and breakdowns and odd, you know, quirky decisions mixed with powerful things and vulnerability and funny videos, super serious stuff, religious stuff. That's what we do. We make stuff complex, difficult, that makes you think about it. That's always what to do. And for me, this is the first time we've ever been able to start to do it in what the visual realm, at least in a way that I get to be involved in. So yep. I'm quite excited.
Yeah.
And that's interesting that you say that, because I've thought that about most of the album artwork that Emery's ever done.
Is what?
That there was like a deeper symbolism and
well, there
like
may be, but I missed
meaning
it.
To it.
Because I'm not saying there's not. I'm saying I never cared about it.
You didn't miss this one.
I never paid attention. It's this one is it, this one. I'm very excited about. So
Matt hadn't had that much say in the artwork.
I'm worried about it. I never understood why it's anything to do with
about the art.
I'm a musician. Yeah. I'm not a photographer, graphic designer. Cover. I mean, who
you didn't like the Weeks End cover? That's like one of the things that people talk about the most.
Are you serious?
It's iconic for Emery.
Yeah.
I think I was the one that came up with the idea, but
it's probably good for
Emery. I was
going
to use a different. It was supposed to be a different thing, I think, and then they ended up doing it that way. But I think it worked out great. Yeah. And then the question, we were like, "Hey, let's do an envelope, make it look cool," and you know.
So if you can't see this image, go look it up right now. It should be at emerymusic.com or on our Twitter, which is probably our profile image. Go look at some of our accounts, Instagram.
BC Club already saw it.
BC Club has probably already seen it, so I see some of their comments about it, and I've been looking very forward to it. Anyway, Toby, tell them about this, like the artist, and we'll get into a story of it.
So we went through a bunch of different things. I'm just going to be really transparent here. Can I go ahead and say the name of the album? Yeah, you did, right. Okay, the name of the album is Eve, but that wasn't the original name of the album. We tossed around ideas, and we had a bunch of different ideas, and then I forget what the one, I came up with one, and we were going to go with it, and then we were like, I don't know, and then we came up with this idea called Lonely Gods. The album's a lot about relationships and who we are and what we think of ourselves and how big or small we think of ourselves and power and control and all those things. Definitely about our Christian faith and also about the reality of what that means. I don't want to go too long on it. Anyway, so we had this idea called Lonely Gods or whatever, but we were looking for artwork and how to do it and what to do, and that is not our strong suit. We always get somebody else to do our artwork. We tell them ideas or whatever. So I'm cruising the internet, and I find this guy, this artist, photographer, artist named Christopher McKinney, and you can check him out like at Christopher-McKinney, and his name is MCKENNEY.format.com. But if you type in Christopher McKinney art in Google, you'll find him. He's awesome. The photos and artwork that he did was so cool. There was a bunch of different pictures that I saw that I thought were so neat. Some of them involved like balloons, and there was a deep, like Reeve was just saying, there was a deeper meaning to all the photos, and it kind of moved me. And I was like, man, that'd be really neat to have a photo on the front. Like we did our last record, had little photos from like our Kickstarter and all that. And that was kind of neat about You Were Never Alone. But this, like, I was just like, an actual photo would be really neat. Not a drawing, not even like an actual photo. So we contacted him. He was down. And so we were like, okay. And Devin said, hey, Devin and I wrote out some ideas about what the album was about, all these different stories. And then we just said, see what you come up with.
So you gave him the thematic elements and the vibe of it and and all that stuff.
Can
he knows
you
it's
give
religious.
The thematic element in a snapshot right now so people can walk this through with you?
Yeah, like I said, it really is about relationships and thoughts and ideas and things that we were told were true or right, and now I'm
about
older
women?
And I question about God.
About it, but lots of stuff.
Yeah, no.
But that too.
The idea I'm getting to, let me get to.
I apologize.
You quit Emery, so shut.
Yeah.
I'm still bitter. Very bitter. We were this close to name this album Svensson because it hurt so bad.
Same
artwork. So Devin told him all this stuff and kind of what we liked and everything. Devin, we never assumed that there is a possibility there could be nudity on the cover. That never crossed my mind. I never even I wouldn't even have thought to say that. But we were working with the artist. And we said, "Do what you want to do, right?" So I get an email a few weeks later, and Devin says, "Check it." All it says is "check it," and I scroll down, and this picture comes up, and there is a woman on her knees. You'll see the artwork. Go look at it now, so you understand what I'm talking about. On her knees, her head's covered, like with this weird veil noose type thing or whatever. There's a candle, there's stuff strewn on, and she's out in the woods, and she's naked. And I was like, what in the heck is this? I was like, is this real? Is Devin making a joke? Or like, because this is crazy. And then I was like, no, the artwork's way too good for a joke. This isn't something where somebody's just goofing.
That's not Megan.
No. So it's, I was like, wow, what is this? And so my initial thought was, one, is this what we're going to do? And I always think, well, we already paid the guy to, if we had to redo it, we had to pay him again. You know, all these thoughts come in my head.
So he sent one idea. That was it.
Yeah, he sent that. I mean, there was a few different pictures, but they were all that, right, basically. And we picked the shot. And so Dan was like, yeah, I don't know. Can we use this? And I was like, I don't know. We sent it to Matt. Matt thought, and, you know, we were like, no, this is real. Sent to Reva, everybody. And what I realized immediately was everybody had a reaction. It wasn't, yeah, it's okay. It's what, no, everybody's reaction was pretty strong.
Yeah.
You either wanted to laugh because you were uncomfortable, or it must be a joke. Yeah, it must be, right? We can't do that.
That's right. I thought it was a joke, too. So it was just in a text, and it was a text with me and Toby on it, with Devin. It said, our new album cover. And I don't remember. I laughed and then searched some other obnoxious picture and posted it and said, no, here it is. Like, I thought it was a joke.
Yeah. Right.
Because Devin.
So you thought maybe they found it online.
I just thought Devin was making a silly joke, right, or something. Right. I didn't even analyze it, like, for consideration, yeah, that it was real.
Yeah, I was on that.
I just thought,
too.
I thought, and I think I went and searched some other picture of like a big fat, right, guy and put it up. Yep. Said, no, this is our album cover. Like, yep, I thought we were playing, yeah, a game. And then I was like, wait a second, hang on a second, that's serious. Then I looked at it and I was like, whoa. And yeah, then I was at the park and I was like, I showed Bridget and I said. I still thought we were basically joking, like, yeah, the guy made this, but we're not going to really be able to use it, I don't guess. That's right, kind of extreme or something. And so I show it to Bridget, and she goes, gross, and just immediately just has some. And I was like, wait a second.
Right, strong reaction.
I thought about it for like 2 minutes. I was like, well, this is pretty interesting. Like, let me keep thinking, yeah, about this. I mean, and she was like, immediately said, gross. And I was like, here we go. Like, right, then that's the moment, wow, I was like, wait a second. Then I went back to Devin and Toby on the text. I was like, listen, hear me out. This could really be exciting. And then we just started texting about all the, right. I mean, because now it's just like, what does this bring up for you? What does this bring up for you? And then you can enter Reva at this point. So I sent that on to Reva in an email or text.
No, I was on that text thread.
Oh, you were on that text, yeah, thread, but not you weren't paying attention. Like, you weren't there.
I was in a movie.
Yeah, she
and
was
I
in
got
a
out
movie.
Of the movie.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I saw Devin's initial text with the photo, and I had the same reaction that you're talking about, where I was like, this has to be a joke, but it's so good. Like,
right.
That wouldn't be a joke, and also, like, if he was going to joke about something, he wouldn't have went and found this, like, really awesome,
right,
piece of art and posted that,
right,
as a joke.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, what the heck is going on, right, here?
Mm-hmm. And then I called you that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a few, and then, like, an hour and a half later or whatever, I got home and called Reva. I was like, okay, and I knew, I was like, this is going to be kind of extreme for people, so I'm going to have to be in confident mode to get this past Devin. I mean, Devin's gonna want to back down here. Maybe I can get Toby first, and then we have to go conquer everybody to get this through. But I really want to do it.
Who was the easiest to convince? Toby.
I assume Toby would probably be with me, so, yeah, it would be Devin first.
Were you anti at first? Like, once Matt started entertaining it, was your initial reaction, we can't do this?
Well, I mean, the first thing I think is, what are we going to have to deal with?
That's exciting to me.
All these people are going to say something, and do I want to spend an amount of time? And then I'm like, man, it is good. And I love the idea that this literally makes our artwork on a CD or on iTunes matter. You know how many pieces of art you look at on iTunes and don't give two shits about it? But this one is going to cause a visceral reaction, most,
yeah,
likely.
Visceral is the right word for it.
Where you're going to go, oh, okay.
So I call Reva to push this through. Just, you know, I don't want to get hung up. I'm not asking for suggestions exactly as I maybe normally would, because I figure it's going to take some overcoming. Just, I'm trying to see if I can float the idea seriously, and it'll pass.
Yeah.
So I get on the phone with Reva. She's basically, I mean, she's just hot right out of the gate. I mean, she was like, she was angry at me when she thought I was. As soon as I was like, no, seriously, and here's why. You know, by the time it's her, she can't open her teeth.
And Reva, you're just thinking this is demeaning.
Okay, so what Toby was talking about with like thinking it was a joke but being really good. So I was like, I don't know if that's a joke or not. That's kind of, I just kind of left it at that until I got home, and then I started thinking about it for real, and I was like, Emery can't actually, like, you're not going to really use this. And then Toby posted that, that was on the phone with you and Matt. And you said, yeah, no, we're going to use this. And also the album title is now Eve.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, hell no.
It was Lonely Gods before. But when I saw that artwork and started thinking about it, I was like, this captures so much.
I love that.
Idea of what, like, this climate that we're in, the ideas that we're talking about, it's and so everything that has happened in life. I can't imagine if we're Christians and we're talking about the first woman and what it actually means and what that means today. I just thought it was so powerful. And it's showing this because our whole Christian faith is built on this naked lady and this naked man, and we can't even look at it on a CD cover.
Like
that alone, even. Like, what does that mean? What does that mean about women? What does it mean about me?
It's just a butt crack. Right. Like, it's longer than a plumber's butt crack in a joke meme. That's all we're talking about.
But I mean, it's so interesting because this has been something that I've been thinking about a lot in the past, I would say, 6 months or so. And that's just the oversensitivity there is to nudity. And I even thought about, we were talking about this a few hours ago, and wouldn't it be a great answer if someone said, oh, y'all can't do this? Because my natural reaction was, no, I'm totally with y'all as far as the artistic. Y'all don't have to convince me philosophically whether it's good, but I do understand where everybody else is coming from. Oh, you can't do that. That'll cause somebody to stumble, blah, 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 all that stuff. And it's like, what's wrong with the human female body?
Right.
You know?
Well, this whole thing, so there's tons of objections people can have, but it's not even that's interesting. What I want to know is, what do you feel viscerally that you think you know before you can even generate the words to criticize it? Oh, gosh, that's so exciting. Like, what? Because when you start to think about it and you start to talk to different people, you realize everybody's visceral reaction is for a different reason. And that's how you know it's, that's just what couldn't be more exciting. Because you're like, wait, is it this? And we can go through some of the ones that I anticipate and have heard from people so far, kind of thing. But that's what makes it so exciting. It's just, you feel something. What is it? I got to try to articulate it. And then, are you making it up, or is it real? Was your thought right? Can you talk yourself out of that thought? Are we oversensitive? I mean, but really, the first one, the obvious one, is the issue of nudity, which it can't be the most nudity anybody will see today. So to me, I don't really think that's an issue whatsoever. It's is it the statement of us doing it or who's doing it? But I don't take the nudity thing that seriously. And if anybody does want to talk about it, just rewind to any podcast where we talk about alcohol, stumbling block, language. It's the same. It's in the same territory as using the word shit or drinking beer in front of people.
Or I like Toby's example, prayer groups start gossip. Like, do you stop prayer groups?
Yeah, I mean, that slippery kind of slope and stumbling block, that doesn't hold any weight with me personally. But I do understand that that's what people react to immediately. And if you're wondering, should your 8-year-old look at it or not? Okay, well, then you can have that discussion.
You
that's
can
fine. But for adults, this is
you're right. I did want to say this one thing. What's so neat about it is it's so small of the issue here. If you're causing this nudity, in the whole scheme of things, watch one episode of Game of Thrones and there's nothing there. But when I saw it, I was like, oh, this one thing, this tiny thing, is going to cause such a strong reaction. I thought that just shows you how amazing and powerful our bodies or our sexuality or our thoughts about sexuality actually are. Like, this little thing might speak way more. You might war against this little tiny picture on an iTunes page way more than you do Game of Thrones or an HBO show you watched or whatever it might be. Like, I thought, wow, this artwork is that powerful. It's going to make people go, I might not like Emery anymore or whatever it might be. And I'm like, okay, I understand you have these thoughts and all this thing, but we are creating ideas to think about. Right. And if somebody can't listen to Emery because of a photo, that's about them. That ain't anything about me. And I'm so glad that I got to present something to the world that I think maybe is beautiful.
You guys are so cursed, though, because y'all do this stuff first. And so y'all have to take all the shots. But I don't think there's anybody that can argue that if the beauty of naked bodies and the simplicity of God's creation was more exposed incrementally over the next 30 years, I don't think anybody can argue against it being helpful for our society.
Well, you said oversensitivity. So, yeah, oversensitivity. But that's the word here, is you just are taught to react to this. How much of it's taught? How much is real? How much is just you want real stimulation from a good image? I mean, that's well composed, that has symbolism that you have to think about to pull out. I mean, tons there, but the desecration of the sacred maybe is people think, yeah, but that's sacred. That's now that you call it Eve, that's what triggered.
And Eve was naked.
Like, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So talk about that. Like, is it because it's twisted up with religious stuff that makes it even more crazy?
No, it was just the stuff, fact that it was turned into a woman thing instead of a, like, when it was Lonely Gods, that was like, because that was one of the original ideas for the album title was Lonely Gods.
Yeah.
And then because of that artwork being so profound in the way that it is and being this vulnerable woman with the, you know, the face covering, all of that kind of thing and the symbolism there. And then deciding that, oh, this should be called Eve, as in that's Eve, and she's like, Eve is this like weak, vulnerable victim. And that I just did not like at all. I was like, that's where I was like, no.
Yeah, see, I totally agree with what you said. I think is exactly what I thought too, except from the other side. That's what we've made Eve. Eve didn't make herself that. We made her that. Eve,
yep.
In our story, Eve is the one that does the sin, and now we all have to be covered.
Yeah.
We well, say Eve
she
did
represents
that.
All of
she,
us.
She represents the whole, we put everything on women, sexuality. Like, we were talking about this earlier. It's really crazy. Like, this is the first time I've ever thought, or no, this is the first time I've truly understood, like, when women say, wait a minute, you're telling me I can't wear the clothes I want to because you can't control your sexuality? You can't, you have to masturbate to it, or you, to me, or you, you I can't wear this shirt because of you, your sexuality? What are you doing? Like, I can't be a part of something I think is beautiful and artistic because you might think of it. This artwork is about you. Whatever that thing is, it really is visceral. It's something inside of you is stirred and you go, wait a minute. No, stay away from it. Stay away from it. Like, the idea here is it's not Eve, even necessarily the person. It's Eve, the idea. It's,
yeah.
Good Lord, what have we done? So much so that now Eve, who we say our religion is a humongous part of our whole religion and our whole faith, first lady ever, we can't even see a picture of her.
Yes.
Partially nude. Well,
yeah, so some people go, wait a minute, Emery's doing nudity. Me and other people are going to masturbate to it, and I am mad. Well, that's Reva had none of those thoughts. Reva thought, I think it's beautiful. Wow, real beautiful. Wait a minute, this is going to set women back further.
Right.
It was what her first, like... Not, but I mean, I'm just saying that's just your visceral reaction.
Well, yeah, you know? I was like, haven't we moved totally past this reaction. Idea of women being weak, vulnerable, innocent things that like, oh, poor them. They're just, you know.
So to
me, that's interesting. See, I took it as we did it to her. Not like she's weak. We caused her to be in that situation.
But women in the church, like, Eve is kind of used. I mean, this is kind of its own weird thing, but like Eve is kind of used as a thing for women to like pass off responsibility. Because then it's like, oh, Adam actually had a lot of responsibility in Eve's sin because he didn't go and stop her or anything.
Right.
Just like Eve had complicit. That decision to do it herself.
Yeah.
Like women need to take responsibility for our own shit. Yeah. Like we are strong, we're independent. Like,
and also,
we need to take responsibility for our own blame too.
I think that women also are vulnerable and weak. Also, I think Eve doesn't only represent women.
Right.
That's unbelievable to me that you would think this main central character of the beginning of the Bible happens to be a female. Therefore, she represents females. Well, that's an insane thought.
When I saw that picture, I saw her as a representative.
And that's super fucked up.
Yeah. Like, so then, continuing on, that's what kind of turned the leaf for me or whatever, was when you started talking about the bigger theme of the whole album and how, you know, there's a lot of different things that are talked about throughout the whole album that are like things that the church is kind of twisting weird. And now we're like,
right,
let's rethink this. Let's get this right.
Yeah.
So that was where I was like, okay, good. We're going to move past this whole, like, this is kind of bringing the whole Eve as this weak figure to light. I was like, okay.
To talk about it.
Yep. Let's move past this. Like,
my view as far as that artwork though is that we have actually made the idea of Eve the weak, the sinner, the thing that is actually that Adam was complicit, but all of this, and now we can't even handle our own bodies, we can't do all this stuff. I did want to say, if y'all don't mind, we actually, so after this, we were debating back and forth. And so we, Chris McKinney, who did the artwork, actually sent in his thoughts. So I just thought I'll read them, because the other really cool component here is we did not create this art, had no clue this was coming.
It and use
and,
it.
And yeah. So I am able to showcase what an artist did, and this is his idea.
Yeah.
So whether you like it or not, this is an artist. Idea is creation. So
I'll say before on that last point though about that of Eve and Eve representing other people, I identify with Eve a ton. Me,
yeah, I do too.
I do.
Right.
Like I'm the talker. I'm gonna talk somebody into something. That's not a message for women. Give me a break on that.
Yeah.
You know, Jacob is a deceiver and a talk. Like those are the people that I go, oh, I see myself in that. I mean, and I've been prohibited from thinking about Eve because I've been trained some wrong right. way. But there's plenty there for me.
See, I think of it too. That's what I'm saying. I understand what y'all are saying about women being weak and vulnerable. I do think there are times where both sexes are, all genders, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
But it seems to me, if you look at the artwork, it is because, in fact, she's so strong that you have to put a covering over her head, that you can't see her face. You only see her body. There's this crazy stuff on the ground. She's in the woods, which always symbolizes this emptiness. What is out there? It's like a real control of this person who might actually be really strong, but you have to do all this stuff and diminish it to naked and alone.
Yeah.
You know, in the woods. Take away the strength.
Oh, wow. But yeah, that's not how I
also
that at all.
See it as like a reminder of our lost ability to be able to acknowledge beauty in the
right.
human body.
Yeah.
Like that's
women
a lost,
apart from
that's
sexuality,
a lost
right.
form in American
yes.
culture.
Yes.
We can't do that without feeling guilty about
the
it.
The non-sexual
that's
beauty of women in the human
of
body.
Christians, though.
Yeah, the whole culture is relatively sexualized through advertising and stuff, though. And
yeah,
mostly
but it's
so evangelical
more so.
Well,
yeah.
You could even say partly because of the porn industry and
right.
and creating it in order to cause arousal. I mean, there's so many different things that have caused our culture to be like, ooh, that's something that if you're going to look at it, don't show anybody that yeah. you're looking at it. Well, I mean, if you're in an art gallery, you don't want to stare at a picture of it, even if you're acknowledging right. the artwork as the artwork, because mm-hmm. you're like, oh, there's naked
well,
body.
Well,
there's
also, lot, it though. Makes it so powerful because think about it this way. What if instead of the lady that's on the cover that represents Eve, what if it would have been Joey in that exact same position and we sent you that picture? You would have laughed and you never would have stopped laughing.
To
you would have never
point,
gone there. You would have never gone, oh my gosh, look at this art. Like the female body is so artistic that it's either, oh my God, it's going to make somebody's going to say, it's going to make me do something like lust. I'm going to have that reaction to it. Or it is beautiful. If it's Joey or me sitting there in the exact same position, you are going to laugh. You're going to think it's yeah. goofball. It's this. Oh, it's not art.
Right.
But this is. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that wonderful about women?
That's
like,
what
Reva,
I'm saying.
Is that messed up to say that is a wonderful trait of women? Is
no.
that their bodies look like artwork. Ours, I mean, even do you remember Almost
Heroes?
I mean, if
it was Brad Pitt, it would be different.
Well, look at it this way. We released
them. There's been Greek statues of men for
yes, you're right.
naked
you're right.
men.
Yes.
Forever,
yeah, the
men,
so male physique.
It kind of goes
Terrell
both
Owens
ways,
has a nice
yeah,
physique to look at.
Yes.
Like you said,
yeah.
on ESPN.
But yes.
We released a music video last week in which, you know, foreshadowing yep. here, there was butt nudity from yep. Toby in the music video we
Almost
released last
the
week.
Same amount of nudity.
Right. And nobody.
If my shirt
that was just
my
fun. All
off,
in good fun
dead.
For
yeah,
everybody
no,
on that.
No
problem. No moral
person went, what is his art here? You know what I mean? Even though I thought it was. Anyway, let me read what Chris wrote. And this is another thing that kind of swayed us. He says, thanks, I really appreciate what you guys are saying, and here's what I think about it. In searching for our truth, when it comes to religion and God and what is real and what is not real, we must take away physical objects that limit us from being stripped down to our true selves. When I think of that kind of questioning and wondering, I feel that the human body shows that vulnerability once we have been stripped of those things, like clothes or jewelry or shoes. The covering of the face is the meaning of still being unable to understand the questions that are being asked. The pages all over the ground are symbolic of questions being strewn about and not yet finding the answers in where you have searched. The place you've searched being the book. The candle is the light that is pushing one towards the answers to all of the many questions running through our heads. And I was like, man, that was just, I just thought it was really neat because an artist made something. I have this crazy reaction. His art made me realize things about myself, what I actually think, what does this mean, all that. And then we actually, like I just said, he actually gave us his answers of why creating that, which I thought fell right into it.
Well, here's another one still from the conservative point of view, and we'll go to the other side in a second. But to the conservative point of view, it's also, well, I guess the guys have hook, line, and sinker bought the progressive agenda. Like you, we did in the last episode, you have the song about gay is okay, and we had some comments about that. Like, oh, just
we're,
you know,
liberal,
which is
left
you exploring
wingers.
The idea of what it could mean and something in a song. And
yeah,
now
shame
this
on you
shit,
for exploring, Toby. Right. Shame on you for thinking.
So we've either lowered women and put them in their patriarchy view to make sure they just stay sex objects and nudity, right, and then we and bad stuff about Eve because we're men and we're all patriarchy, the cis white guys over here, or we have this hyper progressive agenda where we're trying to further all the
we just can't the, win the libs.
No, I mean no, I love it. Like this is not
right.
There's no. I'm not a martyr. I'm not a genius. This is fun. This is exciting. This is good. This is conversation. This is. Oh, I couldn't be happier. I'm not worried that people don't like it. I'm so glad they don't. Not because I like hurting them, because they're thinking and they're, and we're talking. And there's so much to talk about, and I'm telling you, this is the women issue is so interesting and exciting to me. I have daughters. Okay, I mean that, you know, lots of people have had daughters before, so whatever. But my goodness, this time is like there's so much to think about that is new. It's just new. I mean, it's right. not, and it's old to some people, and that must be hard because, like, yeah, all this stuff you're just getting to realize now with your privilege. We're at least we're getting to talk about it now. Yeah, like, there's plenty to think about in this realm. And nobody knows what's going to happen. So this is where you got to be.
That's hilarious, though, when you say it that way. That some people think we are just crazy liberal progressives that are just trying to be subversive and hurt the church.
Right.
And then the other side
by writing an album about Eve and God,
the most Christian white Republican idiots in the whole world. It's really crazy. Speaking of your daughters, I thought the same thing. Like I want to show that. Okay, so my daughters, my oldest is Ruby, and I'm assuming at some point they are going to see this artwork. So I've been questioning, should I show it to them? And if I do, like, I think as kids, they're young and all stuff, they will see a butt, and that was what is going to stick out to them. But the reason why is because Jess and I, trying to do the best we can our stuff, do keep some of that stuff away from them. We have hidden butts. We've hidden boobs. We've, you know, all those things. They are, in a way, different and set apart so that when they get to seeing that, oh, well, there's a butt, better say something about it. That is also what dumbass guys do. We have made it to where the only time you get to talk out loud about a naked body of a female, for the most part, males too, is when it is revolving around something sexual.
Right.
Uh-oh, I found this porn. I'm going to watch it by myself, jack off. I'm going to talk about, oh, man, you know, I'm with these guys. Oh, that girl's pretty. We'll talk about her sexually, whatever. Like, we are not setting up men and women at all to understand, wait a minute, of course there's a time for sexual talk. What that can even be appropriate or good for, like, whatever that is. But there is also a time to go, wait a minute, this is not that. This is something beautiful. This is artistic. What does this mean? What the human body is amazing. I think I made this like the ESPN issue, the body issues or whatever. Mm-hmm. It is unreal, the men and women's bodies. They are just unbelievably fit athletes that I would wish I could have one day in any of their bodies. I don't care who they, man, woman, whatever they are. Anybody in those magazines, if I could be in their body just to see what that would feel like to have that awesome of a muscular, ripped, athletic body would be so amazing. And so I think people want that, but we really are only opening doors to nudity when it revolves around sexual.
Yeah. Or hiding it from that, yes, and making it whatever.
So. And so this is a part of that. Like, when can we have to start somewhere?
And here's an unfortunate truth is that almost solely falls on the church. I mean, because if you trace back to the beginning of our country, sex was just something that's pretty, for the most part, gross, and you don't show any skin. Yep. And I mean, that just over time has changed a little bit, but that you can put that on religion at the very least. I mean, it looks like Muslims are still kind of at a pretty early developing phase of that. But
yeah, it's just trying to, you know, get it, find out the questions. But the main thing being, thus far, I mean, even after we sell this stuff, a lot of people will be like, yeah, was still. Like, I see what they're saying now, but still. But the point is, your reaction to this, it's not about the, I didn't even know what the artist thought about it until Toby just read it. I don't know when he got that email. I didn't know. I didn't know if the lady on the cover is necessarily Eve. Right. I don't know. And so there's this other element of, it's not whatever I say it is. It's not even what that artist said it is, in my opinion. It's about you.
Well, here's
it's
what
about
I,
what it is you about are you. Thinking when you are looking at it. That is the answer to what it is.
Right. And
it's yours and to live with it, hate or like it. I don't get to tell you what it means.
Yeah. And this is my encouragement to listeners is what Matt just said. Let this be some form of practice to learn how to wrestle with something. Like if something made you, if this makes you uncomfortable, don't jump ship and say not having anything. I mean, I don't honestly, I mean, this isn't not trying to sound mean. I don't care if you listen to us anymore or not. That's not the point. But don't abandon this conversation because, no, this is just bad. Like, wrestle with it. Like, stay in there a little bit and think, wait a second, why? I mean, do you think the female body is bad?
Yeah, there's like, I mean, there's plenty of other things. Like, people, I mean, there's, I'm sure progressive people think this is wrong of us to be trying to weigh in on or something. But this is exactly what I want to try to wrestle with. It's very important to me. Like, the whole issue is an important one. I'm not sure what I think anymore about so many things. Right. It's changed so much. So I want to bring some other people along and say, y'all chew on this too. This is a lot here.
And somebody might have a valid point. Like, somebody can make a really good argument or a really good discussion topic about why they think they don't like this artwork. That is totally valid and real, and I appreciate that. But if you look at it and diminish it to that's pornography,
or what about sex the people to sell more albums?
Yeah, what about the, what about whatever. Man? What about a guy that struggles with porn? Man, he might masturbate to it. No, you take these imaginary people that we always talk about. Watch out for the kids. Whose kids are you talking about? Watch out for this. Watch out for that. You're talking about you.
Right.
Are you going to masturbate to this? And if so, what does that mean about what you think about everything? What does that mean about you? And if you would diminish this to it's just sex, what is going on in your brain?
About how many other people masturbate to you. That matters?
Well, considering...
Like what if you knew it was 8 more people masturbated than yesterday, is that a bad day for you?
And
what
are
you
talking about? Who cares about how many people are masturbating today anyway?
Which I don't think this is the really spank bank material either, by the way. It's the least thing you'll see today.
Considering who most of your support comes from, I don't think anybody's going to accuse you guys of trying to make money off of this.
People, it's like, oh, no, just see, they're just trying to be like underoath, say fuck, or make controversy, sex sells, and that's why they're something.
I think most people are going to think, man, there's going to be a lot of people that don't buy this album because
you're
of
right. That's what I'm saying. We're not doing this to sell more records.
It'll sell less for sure. I don't care.
But if that is the case, then all those people, it's about them.
Right.
So we made a record. And we are supporting art that
we made a Christian
is so
record,
strong
right?
that you can't even buy an Emory record. And you might even say we used to be your favorite
band. Is this a Christian record?
Of course it's a Christian record.
Yes, it is.
It's called Eve, and it deals with questioning faith and relationship themes throughout. And our last album is a biblical concept record, and we're a Christian band.
I would love to think of like 10 comments that people are probably, oh, Christian porn? Great, guys.
Yeah, now we're
unfollow.
Also Christian pornographers, too.
Unfollow. So
they're taking a huge stance, and then they go and look at porn. Not on my watch. Then you look at porn.
But this catapults us into the deeper issues. Now, I mean, that's just the whatever.
What does Jessica think, by the way? Have you shown Jessica?
I mean, she was awesome. She loved it right from the get-go. As soon as she saw it, she didn't think anything bad about it. And she had a lot of good stuff to say. For sure.
She loves dirty shit, though. That's the thing about Jessica, so I'm not surprised.
Yo, you nailed Jessica.
Hey, well, cool joke about my wife.
But it...
Jessica likes nasty shit.
The thing is, it puts you now into the deeper things about just femininity and culture and the workplace. You know, like, now we're just here, right? I mean, you get the nudie stuff's going to come and go. But now, like, look, there's a... And Toby, I don't know if you want me to not say this, or I won't even say what it is, but there's... is something on the album that's written from Eve's point of view.
Yes.
So, and I mean, Toby sings it. So now I'm thinking, and we even tried to get a female to sing it, and we couldn't. And then even in the Gay Is Okay thing, we tried to find a gay person to do the narration on it, and we didn't. And we didn't. But so ultimately, it's still us doing those things. But I thought it was really interesting to hear Toby sing something from the point of view of Eve. To me, I felt like that was really, really strong, because now you have this idea. Like, yeah, that's easier for me to go into Eve's shoes, as silly as that sounds, to hear a guy sing from her point of view. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, I like it that way. Like, it is, I mean, it's something.
It's funny. That song's called Bones. And then I immediately thought, well, people thought, what are they? They're going to make a bone. They're going to bone joke or something. Yeah. I was like, but that was talking about actual bones. And I was like, man, once again, it shows you everything is so sexualized. I mean, everything is so sexualized, and we can't even talk about it. We can't even reveal it.
Yeah.
Like, everything is so sexualized that even our words are all becoming sexualized. Everything's becoming sexualized. But if we put a picture that might reveal vulnerability, or what does it actually mean, why would a photographer put a woman in this position, especially now? What does this look like? And that's what I'm saying. Like, it is about sexuality. It is about strength. It is about vulnerability. It's all of those things. And that's why I loved, I guess I came up with the title Eve or whatever, but when I saw that artwork, I just thought, oh, this captures so much of the way I feel about myself, what this means to me, and also what that idea is. Not the person Eve, even, as much as the idea of what do we think about Eve, mm-hmm. the mother of all, in a way.
Yeah.
So that helps us go into the future. I've talked about this before, and especially with daughters, but stuff like that. So that's, relatively speaking, that's enough on the artwork. But now on the...
Well, real quick, can you guys just give me a shot? Like, if I can replicate that scenery, can I just try, and then y'all can compare the two?
Yeah.
Like, just look at mine. And mm-hmm. look at what y'all have right now, and then make an informed decision.
Somebody Photoshop that for us, and we can see if we had made a mistake by not.
Is there any way you seriously you naked could be taken artistic?
Our next record
immediately.
I wouldn't
like people that don't know who you are. If you put a picture of you in that they won't.
Maybe follow up EP with Svensson called Svensson.
No, no, that's what we said though. If people are going to talk about, oh, this is nudie or whatever, we're going to do a separate cover for everybody. Just so you don't masturbate, extra cover for people.
alternative cover.
Hey, we're going. We really do care about all you masturbators out there, all you sexaholics that cannot at all handle anything. There you go. This one's for you because you got to do that.
Also,
we even thought about putting I thought it'd be hilarious to put an actual apple sticker over
sensor sticker.
Because it's Eve and the apple. You still have to cover her with it.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
All right. Pardon the interruption, but let me tell you about something that is not very smart, and that is not putting things in your calendar when you have a bad memory like me. Here's what I failed to do. Remember my wedding anniversary. Completely biffed it, missed it by a week. And that was not smart. So let me tell you what's different than that would be something very smart, and that's hiring with ZipRecruiter. And more specifically, going to ZipRecruiter.com/badchristian to hire the right person. Very smart. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the candidates finding you. It finds them for you, for instance. It's powerful matching technology. It scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites those people to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. And that's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the whole U.S. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. So right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/badchristian. That's ZipRecruiter.com/badchristian. One more time. ZipRecruiter.com/badchristian. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Well, how do y'all actually feel about culture moving forward for women? That's a broad question, but
do I like it? Yeah.
Well,
what do you mean?
No, I just mean, do you have thoughts on where we're headed with this? Like, obviously from my point of view, I feel very positive about the opportunities for women in the future for which I'm excited about. I'm not really excited about the further games in the men versus women department, for instance. No. So I'm curious to see where things go, but I'm an advocate for something like the future being female. I feel like my daughters, for instance, I'm just really excited about the project of it. I mean, it's just exciting to me. I'm not worried about them in the future. I think the future is so promising for them starting now. I mean,
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. The only unfortunate... Oh, I'm sorry, Toby. You were about to say something.
Well, all I was going to add on to what Matt said is, I think that we are at a time, and that's what I'm saying. People are right. I do see things through my experience. I think everybody does. And you might say, oh, that's white, male, middle class, whatever. You're right. I can't deny that. I do see, but I've always tried to see everything I could. And maybe I disagree with it at first or whatever, but like I do think we are at a real time where I never understood it this way. And I don't even think I'm articulating it well. I don't know if women ever felt real ownership of their bodies. And maybe they do now.
Maybe they start.
You're right. They still don't, maybe. But that's just been this patriarchy or dichotomy, however we've all been taught. And now women might actually feel more comfortable and have more ownership of what they do with their body. And that will play itself out better for everybody. Maybe that will add to sexuality. That will add to confidence. That will add to our brains and how they're used and what might be. The internet's going to open so many more doors. Like, I know this sounds crazy. I never hardly used to ever hear female guitar players. And now when I go on Facebook, I see female guitar players all the time that are phenomenal. And I'm like, whoa, this is amazing.
Right.
And the reason I'm saying it's amazing is because I never got to see it before. And I go, oh, well, women can be good at it too. Of course they could. I never saw it. I never knew.
That's right.
I didn't think they couldn't. I just didn't know. The question didn't arise in my head. Now I'm seeing like just this small thing, this small segment of our culture where women are just killing it on the guitar and playing music and doing things so amazing. I'm like, wait a minute. You are going to see an entirely new development in music that is going to be so much better than we've had. And it's because women now are in more control. They can do all this stuff. It's not
why would women create different music, though? I don't get that.
No, it's just that they didn't get the chance to before, or they didn't know that they could or should be.
But what's girl music?
No, hold on.
I'm not trying to put you on the corner. I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. You are saying girl music. What I'm saying is music. And it will be good.
But inherently different?
Their experiences.
It's just diversity. There's not a lot of black guitar players. But the ones that have gotten in there, these Jimi Hendrix and these other people are pretty good.
Right.
They come from different places.
So y'all
are
saying a unique
view,
female vibe of
I'm not
music.
Saying
You're
chick
saying
rock.
There's just more people involved in the music industry.
Right.
And so there's more variety.
Variety. Given that I'll use the word variety players, over diversity for whatever reasons. Variety.
Think about when everything was segregated and you had baseball. And then people say, well, maybe we should let black people play baseball.
Yeah.
Of course, baseball got better.
Yeah, baseball's better now.
That didn't even mean that it's not only because they're black.
How boring would the NBA be?
How boring would everything be if you didn't let people try things? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, of course, there's going to be women that suck at music. There's going to be women that are amazing, and they already are. And we have plenty of great musicians. Don't hear me wrong. I'm saying the future, hopefully, we start seeing, wait, that you can do more and more and more. You're going to see more. When you go, how many bands do you see female drummers? They're very unique. They're like unicorns in a way. Guitar player, all this stuff. You're going to see it more and more and more to where you're like, oh, whoa, this is awesome.
It won't be weird
anymore. And then it won't be, oh, because she's a woman, this. It'll be, she's an awesome drummer.
Right.
That's what I want to get to.
But the kids born now have really a good chance of that if their parents can fucking pay attention and be careful with what messages you send and what you can embrace and stuff like that. And it's confronted me. I mean, gosh, I just can't even really explain the amount that I've changed, not just from being married or even having kids, but just what's going on in the culture and really just being around Reva and Melanie is like I'm constantly going, oh, I should have not thought that way. Oh, of course that. Oh, of course that. And it's like, I mean, they're the two people I work probably the most with, and I keep, like, I guess I have a long, probably still way to go. That sounds like I'm being so progressive or something, but I keep realizing new things that, I don't know why I didn't think that before. And so I wrote on the plane on the way here, so I tried to trace where did some of these ideas come from. So this is kind of brutal, but I'm going to try to give an honest depiction of what my experience is as straight white guy, whatever kind of stuff you want to say. I'm going to try and tell it as true as I can, and I think it kind of, you know, matches with other people. But this is true. When I was a kid, I mean, there's nothing I can do but confess it, but, I grew up in Greer, South Carolina, and I made obvious assumption to me that boys are superior to girls.
Did girls think the same thing about boys?
Well,
I would think so.
They may have, but in my opinion, it seemed in the 80s
you made
in
this
Greer
decision,
that I thought it was clear to me that, and they had gender stereotypes are really strong there. And in fact, all stereotypes are relatively strong in the 80s in Greer, right?
Yes.
But the
yes.
gender ones were very strong. And so it seemed natural. It seemed to me that it was just, there's just a natural gender schism boys and girls are different.
Yeah,
and
right.
I happen to be a boy, so I had the bias there, and they seem obviously better, and boys like all the good stuff, you know. You know, the same thing happens even today. Like, the boys and girls split off. If you go to a dinner party or a community group and you just don't do anything, the women will be standing together mostly.
Yeah.
And the men will stand together in a different part of the house mostly. It just happens naturally, at least at a kid level. And even still now we have that. It just happens, you know. It's not on purpose, but I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know what to say about that, but it seems to be true. But after that, the women are hanging out and the girls on the playground and they're into the stuff they're into. And I hate all that stuff. And I also feel like as a kid, men are better than women. And I think women know that. I even thought that I feel bad for them. I didn't really think it's a, I mean, how could it be better? Like, think about it. It just clearly wasn't. Men are the best. Men are the best on TV. Men are the best. I'm a man. I love it. That's just, you know, that's kind of my thought. Yeah. And then you start seeing other kids and they start really talking bad about girls. Then it gets to be cooties. Like, girls have cooties. You're in third grade and all that kind of stuff, you know. That's, I mean, a lot of that's biological and a lot of it's not, but I didn't think girls were funny. I mean, they liked flowers and art and homework and being goody two shoes, and they weren't very strong and they were easy to upset. I mean, you know, I know it makes me sound bad, but that's what I thought as a kid. And, you know, boys were super cool. But the next thing that happens then is puberty. So now this set of people that I don't think that I care about or think I'm supposed to dislike, I have massive uncontrollable sexual attraction to.
Right.
Now, that's still very far away from liking them.
Right, yes.
And that's why it's so crazy to be in middle school.
Yes.
Because do you like girls? No. But I want to have sex with everyone that there is.
Right.
That's a weird, that's part of what makes that so weird and awkward, you know what I mean? It's like, don't.
And you get no education about it, no explanation.
Right,
you
just, now.
You're feeling this and living it.
Yes, I don't like girls.
Can't even articulate it.
I want to have sex with every girl. Also, let's add the religious layer at this point.
Right.
If I do anything I want to do, I go to hell.
Go to hell.
Okay, so now I'm a confused 12-year-old or 14 or whatever it is. Like, I that is a tough spot. Right. And I think it gets worse from there because you go from there. So the two strongest things in the world just, you know, intervene to stop you from noticing that you don't like girls. You're obsessed, but you don't even notice. I mean, then you start saying, oh, I'm obsessed with women at that moment. You start that I'm crazy for girls. We're all guys, all they talk about is girls.
Yep.
Except for they still aren't talking about liking them.
Right.
That's never part of the discussion. It goes straight to sexual.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I'm just saying any female hearing this should, it should make them feel very uncomfortable. I mean, it feels bad.
Right.
But I'm trying to get at what's the truth about this, like how they, you know. But so now you've got, now you start with the religious layer.
At least you're still going. Some just stopped there.
Right. I mean, that's right. But I think there's more layers still to it. So, you know, right there, you know, you begin with the, when once you realize the religious layer, you start bouncing your eyes and you stop trying not to be around, allowed to be around girls by the authorities. Right. Then they start separating you from them. Like, again, you've never hung out with a single fucking one of them.
Right.
For any real reason. And now the adults are separating you and telling you they're dangerous, you're dangerous, bad stuff's going to happen. And so you start to believe that. You get farther and farther sectioned off from one another. And then, you know, and then you're talking, you're bouncing your eyes and you're doing everything you can not to be in the car. I mean, that's starting to get real crazy. And then after that, eventually, the guy will take, you know, a lot of guys will just take whatever they can get. The first girl that he can become physical with or likes him, you've seen that 100 times, like, I don't know if he likes that girl, but she was giving him sex or they have a thing and he'll never get out of it. Like, he's that's that. And so at that point, that person does everything they can to not be involved with other girls, except for the one.
Right.
You know? So, and even if that works out or you date, a lot of guys go farther the other way and they stay hating women and having sex with them. That's the other really toxic, bad path. Like, bitches. And, and you just use them.
Yeah.
That's the other way that that works out. And then some guys date multiple women, try to be balanced, you know, and try to do that right. And then they do find one woman, like me, and then I found a wife, and I married her. And still, now I'm an adult, married, and the marriage is the most important thing. So still, other women can only be in things with a dinner party where the other husband's at. Still, you're still
curated in engagement with other women.
Yeah. So, I mean, that whole thing is crazy. You have it when, and then, you know, 7 years or so into that, you deconstruct spiritually. The mainstream culture radically shifts under your feet, and you find yourself around women with, you know, not that much taboo. And it turns out they can be pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
But that's only just now that I've even been able to
get there.
Even possibly have the chance to see that. Possibly. It's just now.
Yeah.
Like the first few years of my marriage, I was like so focused on that I wouldn't have even possibly, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know which of these things are wrong, and I'm not blaming anybody, but I doubt most people's experience is that different than mine. Women can be fucking cool. Now, part of, I think, the reason that is like, it's not, there's certain types of people, and it's not as gender related as you think, you know? Like, I love the show Broad City.
Yeah.
Those women are so fucking cool and dirty and raunchy and wild and all this stuff. And to me, if a woman's ever been crazy or intense before, that's dangerous, sexual, bad. Yeah. What if they just like dirty jokes like me?
Right.
That's not even been available for them to do.
Right.
And so if a woman's doing anything, making a joke or being dirty, she must be...
She's cluing you in that she's a slut and wants to have sex.
That's right.
Right.
And so they can't, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, because there's tons of men that are uptight and don't like rough stuff. And like the type of culture I like it. And I didn't know that women can just be that.
Right.
And I totally think they can. I've been trained to think that, you know, sex, fundamentally sexual. So, you know, like loud, free, obnoxious, smart, like girls can be all that stuff. They can be super DIY and self-made. Those girls on Broad City are... They've done it. They write the show. Right, made their way. They don't apologize for shit. They're hilarious. That's the kind of women I like.
Right.
And I don't mean to date or marry. I mean, just I like that. Like, come hang out on the bus. That's great. Reva's on tour with us. I mean, they're great. It's no problem.
Right.
You know, but yes, me personally, I like rough, you know, aggressive, obnoxious. Yeah. I just like that. I don't like guys that aren't that way.
Right.
So it doesn't have that much to do with gender.
Right, 100%. Like, it's funny you say and you use that word aggressive. I've been really thinking about that, how much of a negative connotation it has. But I do value it. Like, Matt and I even had this conversation about Reva. Sometimes Reva has changed a little bit, or maybe it's because we've known her so long now, you're more free. But when you are aggressive, it never intimidates me. It makes me think, oh, she's in it, just like Matt and I are. Like, I'm like, oh, here we go. Hell yeah.
It's
like, I don't ever think of it as threatening or anything. Like, I think of it, and I never got to experience that. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, when my wife is aggressive and we are really in I feel like we're together almost even. I'm not saying arguments are good or anything. I'm not talking about arguments. That's what I'm saying. Aggressiveness automatically seems like an argument. But, like, aggressive means you know what you want and you're trying to go for it, and this is what needs to be. But also to your point, I mean, even thinking about when you were saying this, I started thinking, oh, yeah, like I feel so comfortable around Reva. And yesterday we started the bus, cleaned the bus, and it was just Reva and I. Never thought anything about it. But 5 years ago, 10 years ago, we wouldn't have let you work with us, Reva.
Yeah.
We would not have let you. We would not have hired you. We would have gone, it's just too hard to work with it.
It's wrong to work with. It's immoral to do so.
What does this mean?
I actually remember your exact words when there was a woman that suggested coming on tour, and I think singing maybe in the band or something like that. And your exact words were, I would not do that.
Yeah, we don't
have
girls on tour. Yeah. That's a policy. Yeah. And every band I knew had that policy.
It's just easier.
So what else would you do?
You know what I mean? Like, because everybody, not just us, everybody thinks of it sexual.
Right.
They just still still
they
do.
Came out of this whole culture that I'm saying. So right now, we have a chance. We just have a chance right now if everybody will just kind of try. And I'm not being prescriptive of what you got to do. But I'm just saying I feel a different freedom. And I don't think that, you know, if you've grown up in this other culture, it's going to be hard to change. But at least with the kids, like, I'm pretty excited because I'm going to raise my daughters to be wild as hell if they want to be. Like, I'm not going to make them, but I want to be wild as hell.
Right.
That's what I want. I mean, maybe they can be strong and bold and dirty and not need permission for shit.
Right.
Like, I do hope that. Like, I don't know if I'm not interested to try to get my girls to really embrace and harness and utilize fully even their sexuality. Like, could I not be excited about Georgia's young, single sexuality in her 20s being part of her power? Can I?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Because it's part of a man's virility, and he's strong, and we don't want him to do this bad stuff or this bad stuff, but that's part of that. Like, it's not something you really necessarily need to squash. You need to have them develop them into it, and I guess they can use it. I'm not saying use it in a bad way, but harness it. It's a real power and energy.
I'd have to wrap my mind around that for both male and female, though.
Well, it's just a big, young, strong, strapping young man who's out there. That's there's a sexual part of his virility and his sexuality is part of what
I guess I don't see that. I don't
like
see
in an
that,
actor or a leader or a figure or a
what's
military.
What's sexual person. About? Right. Yeah, what's up? What's
well,
sexual?
It's like the Colin Cowherd quarterback face. Like when you are in fifth grade, the best looking guy ends up getting the football the most because the guys think he's cool and the girls think he's cute. And so that ends up doing that. So he gets more opportunities. And so
because
that,
he can harness
that's why quarterbacks look good.
His good looking sexuality and attractiveness.
But yeah, but that, and that's what, and
good
that,
for him.
And I think women should too. That's okay. I think they'll have ownership of it.
Right. I'm not saying be prostitutes.
But also, I think there's a lot to learn. About. And that's one of the things too. Like, okay, yesterday talking about cleaning out the bus, I was like, oh, I'm going to have a beer with Reva. And I didn't, you know, we get to have a beer together. The same way I would think, exact same with you. Uh-oh, we've been cleaning up the bus. We did this. Reva put all the beer. We put the ice in, made the thing look good. And I was like, okay. And in retrospect, I was thinking, oh, this is something I like. But Reva's doing this too. And then we sat down and we talked about stuff. And Reva said some stuff that was emotional and probably more on the feminine side. And
good.
I sat there and listened. And I heard. So what I'm saying is it was both. It wasn't just that Reva, like, we had a both thing, which I think is really valuable that we never did before because super worried about something. But I got to just hang out with my friend. That's what I thought. Oh, Reeve is a person we can make the cooler look good and have a beer. That's what I thought.
I mean, when I started working for you guys, it was still like that where I wasn't allowed to go on tour with y'all. Yep. That wasn't even a possible option. I just assumed there's no way that I was ever going to be
rule,
able to tour with a Christian band. Never. And like Matt was in Seattle, I was in Seattle, and I remember the first time I even like rode in a car with you, and it was just the two of us, and it was like 2 years after I was working with you guys.
I was like, I guess
that
it's
was
all right.
Like you just don't do that until it was like this
I mean,
is
it's
ridiculous.
Easier not to change. I mean, and there's a lot of bad. I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah, it's like you have to get
it
past
all just
it.
Makes me sad.
It but is also, sad.
But,
yeah, it's
but
like, very
everybody
sad.
Thinks that,
the
though.
Fact
Men
that you're
and
surprised
women think that.
That there's females that are cool. That's well,
but what
like
I'm saying, there
so
must. What I'm saying is, I'm
I
trying
don't think
to.
That's what Matt was saying.
Yeah, I think
though.
You're diminishing it.
Oh, I'm very surprised about that. I'm very surprised that they're wild, raunchy, cool ass women that are fun to hang around with and it's fine. That's a surprise to me. That's sad.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I know,
sad.
But so what I'm suggesting is it takes these crazy women like on Broad City, who are just, it's just my favorite show, but it takes people that bold to break through to show idiots like me, because I can only imagine the female point of view of all this stuff that I've said here is that you know that if you started trying to make dirty jokes too, people would label you slut or something. Because the gender stereotypes are so strong that it women just have had to like, I mean, a lot of them would have liked to be more included, but they didn't think they could because of the way other people would judge them and stuff. You know, it's just, and then you wind up, the gender roles self-reinforce because the guys aren't around you. So then you're hanging around with the other women and the other women predominantly act this way. And that keeps you tied to that. You know, it's a self-perpetuating thing once you divide it up like that. It has to be fostered to unlock it.
Also, if that was always considered, if you were raunchy and rough and tough like that, you were that
those things
we
are
all
rewarded.
Labeled and defined as like sexual or slutty or whatever it might be. That's what I'm saying. Riding in a car by yourself with a woman, men and women all said, don't do it because you might end up kissing or having an affair or cheating or all this stuff.
And that's
everybody. So you're informed. Matt goes, we go, hey, wait a minute. Maybe we just should avoid this because we've always been told and taught. Don't go there because this is how something bad happens. As opposed to, wait a minute, I can ride in a car and just see this person as a person, right? So that's the thing that we've taught the wrong thing.
See, I'm still both
angles. I know there's strong women and smart women and raunchy women, all this stuff, but they were always labeled a certain
way.
Dangerous.
Not, I'm saying from your point of view,
so
you would agree that it's way more fostered and culturally acceptable for me to be obnoxious than you, right? So I'm allowed. I've been fostered to play football and be rough and say dirty things. I've been allowed to do that,
and
you've been stifled.
It's also naturally, biologically, all of that stuff more likely to have those characteristics being male versus female.
But the women that have the outside qualities and have less of that and are these other ways, we tend to.
But there's also the
make
thing,
that work squash
the
that.
Implied thing underneath what you're saying here is that those traits are preferred over the more feminine traits.
To me,
that's
just me, though.
The females that have the more masculine traits.
Not masculine necessarily. I mean,
but
maybe.
No, it is.
Well,
it is.
Good, but I like that. I
also,
just like it.
Also, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, but you're still saying
that. But you're implying
that
masculinity is bad.
I just like the kind of stuff I like. I'm feminine. I'm masculine. You're masculine. and you're feminine. We both like dirty jokes. I like you. That's, I mean, I like feminine qualities too, and I like masculine qualities. I like feminine qualities in Toby. Toby has many feminine qualities that I really like.
That's where the culture change is happening.
The dude has a vagina.
In the
all
last
of a sudden
5 years or so, is that now it's flipping a little bit to where the masculine traits aren't being praised as highly as they always have.
But that's
part of what's equalizing, you know, the gender imbalance.
Well, what I'm concerned about is the amount that we have squashed women and prevented them from doing stuff they naturally would have wanted to do. That's a crime. And I'm not letting it happen to my daughters. They can be as crazy and wild as they want to be. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but...
Or I'm not making them be anyway or whatever. Yeah. But I'm saying I do not want any of their natural impulses squashed by some fucking culture that's regressive. I'm not going to let that happen.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as when we were on tour the other
to
night.
Them.
When we finished that last show in Atlanta, and I'm looking out in this parking lot, and everybody's drinking and having a good time, and I see all these dudes, and they're throwing the football, and then... there's 30 men out there and then one Reva. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. I was just thinking, like, what if this was reversed? What if all these guys were women and Reva was a man? What would this look like? And no guy there was thinking, oh, do masculine stuff. Do that. They were just like, this fun, throw football, this fun, put a speaker in trash can and listen to music loud. Like, I'm sounding like we're all meatheads. That's not, but I'm saying nobody was thinking, do the masculine thing. They were just like, do this. And you go, oh, they're doing this. Fine. I'll throw the football.
Because you like football and hanging out in parking lots and drinking beer.
And then obviously so there are tons of times where we had we did some feminine things on the bus, like whatever you want to say that is. But I think it's both. That's the problem. Like, masculinity isn't just the tough stuff. That's not what he's saying.
No,
also,
it has nothing to do with that,
one of the reasons why he likes Broad City is because it's intelligent and the way they do it. And they're making a dirty joke, but it's way bigger than that. And it's so awesome. And they might not have ever got to do that without it all being so sexual.
Yeah.
Or sexualized. Yeah.
I just think it's so great.
Well,
the
Broad City
about.
Is very sexual.
Yeah. But they get to do that in a way that is but it's above that. They're revealing that as something else, too. There's a deeper meaning.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Broad City.
Yeah, I just mean the way that you're able to be around us is so good, masculine, feminine, whatever. Who cares? I mean, for instance, you and Melanie also are nothing like the guys that I work with. And to have you guys be inside my head and be able to understand me is something I've never, ever felt from any guys I've ever been around or worked with. That's amazing. My wife's not that in tune with me as you and Melanie can be. It's just different. So that's really nice. That's unbelievable. That's something I couldn't have had if I wasn't allowed to, or if you weren't allowed to, or told you should. That's crazy. You guys know me intimately and impact me with your femininity and your masculinity and every other fucking thing. But you can now, because I can let you now, because I overcame this. And so I can only imagine what that does to girls. I don't want it done to my girls.
Right.
I know what I want to do different with them than what I came up with. I hope other people will join me. I'm not trying to be that progressive, but my message to any women that can hear my voice, I've never really thought about talking to women sometimes. Sometimes I just imagine I'm talking to a dude or something, but I'm talking to women right now. I'm saying you don't need permission for stuff. Like, I'm the guy that says you don't need permission for anything. I always think that way. And I bet you women feel even more careful, like they need more permission than men do. Anyway, you don't need permission for shit is my message. Just go do it. Whatever you want to do, you design your life to enjoy it. That is your job. You don't worry about anything. I mean, just go. Don't ask for permission for stuff, or affirmation. Just go do it. Just go get what you want. That's what I'm doing here. That's what you should do. Figure out what you want. Go get it. Go do it. You know what I mean? That's what I want.
And
that's
going
to
be unique, because here's one thing. I don't even know if this analogy works. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. Most of the things that women have been able to do in the past were just smaller or weaker versions of what the men were doing, right? For example, take sports.
Softball,
how many people watch NBA? Right. How many people watch WNBA, right?
Yeah.
There's a reason. Like, now, for example, men are faster and stronger than women. That just is the way. And the NBA players, less than 1% of people on earth are the most phenomenal basketball players of all. They're better than me. There's tons of women that are way more women that are better than me at basketball than I can ever number. That's not the point. But what I'm saying, so WNBA is a copy of the NBA thing. So it is the inferior product, because the NBA is literally the best humans on earth at this one thing, right? So what I'm hoping is,
it won't be WNBA next. The next thing will be what, like, think about UFC when Ronda Rousey came on, and then you saw a way of fighting that was with women, and I was like, holy shit. This isn't just because it's a man thing. It's because she's a hell of a fighter. And then these, you know, and so there's going to be new things that are created that women will come up with that will be just amazing. And I'm going to watch it because it'll be the best thing they can do. Like, we haven't let women be the best things that they can be with themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, society is opening up. If you're a kid now or a girl or you're born or you're a grown up, it doesn't matter. You have more opportunity than you did before because, and Toby said this before, but we'll adjust. I mean, it's when we see the advantage and we see things changing, we can adjust. We will. I mean, like, it's too slow and we're sorry and all that stuff, but we'll adjust. We can do that. And when we see the advantage in it, when we see why it's better, we can do it. And it's too slow that we've gotten here and all that, but, you know, you can, I think we'll do it pretty quick once the tide turns, just like with gay marriage or something. It's like, once we can accept women and think straight and it's helping us, and it's helping everybody, I think we'll just get with it. I mean, there'll be plenty of holdouts and other kind of stuff like that. But I really think that the opportunities are coming, and you got to just get ready and be DIY and go get it. Just go do what you want to do. We'll try to make the adjustments. That's what I want women to go do. Do it yourself. Figure it out. Go. Start. The barriers are maybe less than you think. They'll be less a year from now. They'll be way less than 10 years from now. If you're 4 years old, things are looking really good for you. I'm very excited. For women, and that's not, it just will be better. And I like to use the word variety as opposed to diversity, but there's plenty more to develop. This is the beginning. We're just now got to the beginning of mixing men and women, because if anybody has the same experience that I did, we've not even given it a shot yet.
Right.
That's an exaggerated version of that. It's a caricature of the
out with boys all the time. Like, I've always hung out with boys, so it's so bizarre to think about that. I know friends of mine that are women who didn't hang out with guys.
Yeah, you're an exceptional woman.
Yeah.
You particularly.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. When I saw you throwing the football, I was like, Reva can handle this.
How could you ever gotten to this point of view against this? You did it. You made this happen. I didn't do it.
Dare I say aggressively?
I didn't invite this or want you to be this talented or useful or impact me or be close to you. None of those are my goals. You did it. You did it. Because we wanted it, and you did it. That's it. It's not my idea.
Women have always, I think, been strong, but they have had to do it subversively or underneath. You know what I mean? Like, when you were just saying all this stuff, I was thinking, it's really interesting. It has been happening, this change. Like, for example, people always go, you know, Paul said this, Paul did this, right? You know, women shouldn't be adorned, or maybe women should have their head covered. Women shouldn't speak in church. That's all in the Bible, right? But at some point, women go, oh, fuck that. I'm going to, like, it.
Yeah.
The first wave was still through sexuality. I am going to wear makeup. I'm not going to wear, I'm going to get my hair cut. I'm going to wear a dress. I'm going to do, women had to make the first moves through their sexuality. Now maybe we're waking up to where that will be less, and women will actually be able to create things that are going to, mind-blowing.
But that's, I like that, though, because that's using our strengths. Like, naturally, women aren't as strong and aggressive, and that's okay. We have other strengths that we can use to our benefit.
Including your sexuality. That's not bad. Like, let me see if I can say that back. Like, imagine Susan Sarandon or Sigourney Weaver talking to
you know, I mean, you had to go back to your childhood hot ladies, actresses.
Right.
You didn't go in, one new actress.
Just think of Sigourney Weaver just like owning it and talking down, like being confident and
Beyonce.
Strong. Well, it's different. Way. It's not about feminism. I'm saying, just think of like in a movie role of one of those ladies where they're harnessing their sexuality and. Not at all trying to hit on a guy or get a guy to use.
Right.
They're calm and sultry and they're talking and it's powerful.
Right.
Because they're comfortable in their sexuality. And of course, it's part of who you are. Embrace it. Embrace it. Be comfortable in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every quality that you have should be part of your whole, every word you speak.
Yeah.
If you have giant, strong, broad shoulders and arms, it will affect the way you interact with people at the coffee shop.
Right.
It's part of you. You're a menacing, strong hunk of a man. You're a profound, you know, sexual being as a woman that's smart and knows what she likes.
Yeah.
and whatever. I mean, that's a force. It's a good force. It's if you can if it's integrated.
And that's going
it's
to cause
great.
Men to respect women right. more. I hope. And that will help
suppress
alleviate all the sexual bad stuff. It's real bad.
Yeah, yeah. That's the kind of stuff that I'm trying to do myself and also encourage other women to do is like not feel like we have to act like men and take on male characteristics to be strong.
Right.
Like, no, we can use our own strengths.
You have your own type
and our
of
own,
strength.
Yeah, right. We have our own thing that's just as equally strong and powerful and all of that, but it doesn't have to be the masculine version of the thing. It can be, you know, the strength that we already have.
So
we
you
don't
embrace
have to try to,
male and female inherent differences?
Yeah.
I think everybody has
everybody,
to.
Everybody definitely doesn't.
Well, that's silliness.
Make any sense.
I mean,
that
so
doesn't make that, I,
we're
I just,
not, I'm talking
I mean,
right past that. Lest you think we're progressive warriors, I'll talk straight past that nonsense.
If you don't think some of your biology affects who you are and what you are and it can cause some of those differences, I will say this, though. One thing that I thought was super interesting to me.
Wait. I don't think we can get off that so quickly. What about.
What are you talking about? It's a silly notion that men and women are the same.
No. I definitely believe in inherent differences, but I do think that there is a lot of gray, like a woman with way more testosterone and way less estrogen. Or
they're just all individuals. Who cares? Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's nonsense. The notion that say there are nothing. What you're talking about is the point of view that would say it is only cultural conditioning that causes there to be any difference in men and women at a population level. That's just dismissibly stupid, in my opinion. So maybe I'm wrong, but
that's cool. People that disagree with you are stupid. Awesome.
Right, and if that's what they think, then they hold a point of view that I think is very silly.
Yeah.
So I'm not don't
now,
need to argue that.
What I was getting ready to say was, and Joey didn't like this movie because it was all female lead actresses. But I watched Annihilation, and I didn't even really realize it was all female lead actresses until about halfway through. I was like, oh, that's awesome. I didn't even think about it. Like, that's I just good. Thought, I like this movie, and these are the right characters and actresses.
That.
I thought it was great. Joey didn't like it at
I
all.
I loved it, yeah.
I just thought it was so, I thought it was intense and scary, and I thought the acting was so good, and they were nervous and then strong, and all that, like everything you'd want in a movie. I just loved it, and it was a good story, too. I know the book's good and all that stuff as well.
I liked it. I just didn't love it.
You
like,
didn't
I
like
did Hereditary.
You liked Hereditary better, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to get more and more of that where you're like, oh, this is so cool. Oh, I'm not even. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to think because of a woman, it's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, she's playing drums. Oh, that woman is good at drums. No, I want to go. That's a fucking cool drummer.
Let's get past that.
Yeah, that's. Yep. I don't care about that part. I just want to get to the art and the ideas and all that stuff because that's what's really valuable. It's being held back.
It's like my favorite. I'd say top three comedies, and I don't even think. Oh, this is a funny woman movie. I'm like, this is hilarious.
Well, that's why the only caution I have for everybody is: can we not go back to the boys versus girls thing? Like. Can we avoid that? Or, you know, like, I think the territory that I'm in feels kind of, I mean, it's hard for me to not say that I feel like I'm in the right.
It would just feel so good.
The one where it's a take down men and women are better than men. It was like,
right.
I mean, that's a little crazy.
Like,
don't do that again.
Feels so good to live in a culture that really celebrates masculinity and femininity.
Right.
But I also want to acknowledge we can't, because of how far we have gone in a masculinity heavy world as far as favoritism, we can't flip that switch. We can't just all of a sudden say, nah, let's celebrate both. There's got to be some undoing.
Yeah.
But I don't like that part of the process, and maybe it's a necessary evil. I don't like that part of the process has to be this just default mode of white straight males are bad to the point where white straight males have to think of how they cannot be in that category. I mean,
I'm not answering that. I'm not bad. I don't care about that. If you're talking about all men something, then I just, whatever. I'm not really interested in that. I don't think most people are. People that are very worried about a piece of nudity or people that think men are bad, these are nonsense groups that we can mostly not have to deal with.
If anything is true, you need femininity and masculinity. You need it. You need men. You need women. You need people. And it isn't justified. That's not masculine. That's feminine. That crosses lines. And like you said, there's femininity within me and masculinity within
you. Your feminine qualities
me,
are the most special ones that you have.
You're probably right.
You're extremely masculine also. Yeah.
Yes.
But your feminine qualities are like, think of how much more girly is about Toby is, you know, from a playground level, girly with his feelings than I am. It's unbelievable. That's how I access feelings is through Toby. That's what he's for. He's got he knows to like look at all that feeling and all this stuff that to me is
shut the fuck up, Matt.
But he's tough too, and I like it. But you know what I mean? It's just masculine, feminine. I have different qualities of those too. That's kind of irrelevant.
I ain't no fucking girl.
I just like the people I like, and I'm now glad that girls can also be them. It just opens up a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just a lot. So it matters when girls are bold and strong, and they try and they break through, like Reva. You got to go do it. Nobody's gonna do it for you yet. And then eventually it might be even in generation or whatever. But in the meantime, these women that fight through and get stuff done and be the real integrated what they are, just go do it. You'll meet less opposition than you may think. Don't talk yourself out of trying.
Father God, we just come to you.
And I am now coming for this episode.
wait. Father or Mother God.
I'm going to be a female motivational speaker.
You will
now.
Never make that joke at response time at Seacoast. You would
actually.
Never.
I taught about that.
You did?
Yeah, because Jonathan Merritt has the most unbelievable chapter in how the Greek word for spirit is actually feminine.
Feminine. Yeah.
And then he goes through a laundry list of portions in the Bible where God is described as a woman. Jesus is described as a mother hen, and he said that's not even. Like, it's not like we're just figured that out. He said Augustine described God as a heavenly mother. My point was not, hey, you need to think of God as a female. My point was, don't freak out when people not so sucked up in Western culture don't see it that way. Like, it's not heresy.
Yes,
it's biblical.
Right. And to diminish how powerful a mother character is in our lives.
I want you know what God I mean? Like, to be a good mother and a father.
Pastor Dave, when I was at Mars Hill, he preached on that about how the Holy Spirit oftentimes is the term is feminine. And I was thinking, how beautiful is that? And also, how diminishes the Holy Spirit in our teaching?
Right.
Very diminished. Isn't that strange? Yeah. The least part of the Trinity you ever talk about is that Holy Spirit. Nobody even really understands it.
Totally.
They don't talk about that much. Yeah, we need it. It's cool. You know, so.
Okay, so...
well, that was an interesting episode.
There's a lot more you could put in there, and sorry if we rambled too much about either the artwork or whatever else, but the Emery album is coming out. It is called Eve. We're very excited about it. Go save go listen to the singles that are out on Spotify and save Emery's playlist there, and we got more good songs coming, more controversial shit.
And we got some BC Club names up in here.
All right, we'll say some BC Club names, and we'll let everybody go.
All right. Well, we got Zachary McCarthy. Wow, this is a unique name. Joyce Morton. Is that I know who Joy Morton is, but I guess her real name is Joyce.
Could be a typo. You know who she's married to?
Oh, that's her and her husband's name together. Alexandria Mollers, Jake Tracy, Nathan Felkel, Hunter Atkins, Alexander K. Johnson, Jonathan Cunningham, Joey Ruh, Cody Miller, Justin Douglas, Micah Witherell, Andrew Stull, Ben and Kim Archer. We know you guys. You must have had a credit card cancel and you signed back on. I don't know. Eric Hahn, Scott Kennedy, Emily Dowd, Paul Harrison, Carrington Espinoza, and Daniel Hitchens. And Toby, all of their sins
It's really interesting. Every single one of them have masturbated to each Emory record. Each
How do
artwork.
You know this? We surveyed them.
We did a poll. Yeah, so if you hadn't joined the BC Club, so many cool polls. Yeah.
Which is your favorite Emery album to masturbate to?
Most of them was Weeks In.
That Weeks was the poll question. Right. That's a good question there.
That dude with the fish tank.
That fish bowl, that got
I'd like
homie.
To get some of that.
That got me homie.